With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. New Stanford research sheds light on how children's brains memorize facts. As children learn basic arithmetic, they gradually switch from solving problems by counting on their fingers to pulling facts from memory. The shift comes more easily for some children than for others, but no one knows why. Now, new brain imaging research gives the first evidence drawn from a longitudinal study to explain how the brain reorganizes itself as children learn math facts. A precisely orchestrated group of brain changes, many involving the memory center known as the hippocampus, are essential to the transformation, according to a study from the Stanford University School of Medicine. The results, which will be published online in Nature Neuroscience, explain brain reorganization during normal development of cognitive skills and will serve as a point of comparison for future studies of what goes awry in the brains of children with learning disabilities. We wanted to understand how children acquire new knowledge and determine why some children learn to retrieve facts from memory better than others, said Vinod Menon, Ph.D., professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences and the senior author of the study. This work provides insight into the dynamic changes that occur over the course of cognitive development in each child. The study also adds prior research into the difference between how children and adults' brains solve math problems. Children use certain brain regions, including the hippocampus and the prefrontal cortex, very differently from adults when the two groups are solving the same type of math problems, the study showed. It was surprising to us that the hippocampal and prefrontal contributions to memory-based problem-solving during childhood don't look like anything like what we would have expected for the adult brain, said postdoctoral scholar Xiaozhen Qin, Ph.D., who is the paper's lead author. What this means is that the hippocampus is providing a scaffold for learning and consolidating facts into long-term memory in children. The rest of your Superhuman News Update is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. 8,000-year-old mutation key to human life at high altitudes. In an environment where others struggle to survive, Tibetans thrive in the thin air of the Tibetan Plateau, with an average elevation of 14,800 feet. A University of Utah-led discovery that hinged as much on strides in cultural diplomacy as on scientific advancements is the first to identify a genetic variation or mutation that contributes to the adaptation and to reveal how it works. These findings help us understand the unique aspects of Tibetan adaptation to high altitudes and to better understand human evolution, said Joseph Perchall, M.D., senior author and University of Utah professor of internal medicine. Published in Science back in 2010, Perchall's group was the first to establish that there was a genetic basis to Tibetan high-altitude adaptation. In the intervening years, the first author, Felipe Lorenzo, M.D., Ph.D., pioneered new techniques to tease out the secret to one of the adaptations from a GC-rich region of the Tibetan's DNA that was particularly difficult to penetrate. Their efforts were worth it. The DNA had a fascinating story to tell. About 8,000 years ago, the gene EGLN1 changed by a single DNA base pair. Today, a relatively short time later on the scale of human history, the vast majority of Tibetans, 88%, have the genetic variation, and it is virtually absent from closely related lowland Asians. Perchall collaborated with experts throughout the world to determine that the newly identified genetic variation protects Tibetans by decreasing an over-response to low oxygen. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. You can listen to the live stream of Superhuman Radio by going onto our website, superhumanradio.com, where you can also download past shows in our podcast section.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Worried about making your student loan payments? Don't worry if you're behind or even in default. We can help consolidate your student loans into one affordable monthly payment. No matter how much you owe, we can reduce your payments fast. Call 1-800-875-2104. We can fix your student loan problems guaranteed. This is a government program, no credit check. You may even qualify for the government's income-based program, which could reduce your payment to as little as $5 per month. Call 1-800-875-2104. That's 1-800-875-2104.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
That's right, that's right. That's me. And guess who I'm here with today, because it's Friday. Who are you?
I am the T-L-A-T. Lovely and talented.
Lisa Profumo.
And you're Superman. Carl has a Superman t-shirt on. Yes. You know, a lot of people are wearing those these days.
I know. They're ripping me off. So did Clark Kent. Listen, I want to let everybody know something, that we have a new sound effect that we're going to be using a lot. We've used it in the past. It goes like this.
Okay.
We're going to play that little button anytime we witness critical thinking.
Okay.
For our guests, for anybody on the show, except myself. I'm not going to play it for myself. But when I have people on the show and I see, I can identify an example of critical thinking, we're just going to hit the button. That's it. And we're going to applaud them for being critical thinkers. We're going to start, you know, in child behavior, they say most parents only recognize when a child does something wrong. It's important to catch a child when they're doing something right, because that's positive reinforcement. So if all they ever do is get the negative attention from you, then they keep doing negative things. We're going to positively reinforce critical thinking. So every time I see an example of critical thinking, you will hear that.
So I figured out the ultimate in eating on a budget.
What is it?
It's called intermittent fasting.
Oh, that's good. Oh, darn it. Now I get to use this. What happened?
It's not working so well for you. Anyway, so I've been doing some intermittent fasting lately. I enjoy it. It not only makes me feel better, and since I've been, training fasted, I went into the gym one day this week and had eaten a couple hours before. I trained so much better on an empty stomach than I do.
Well, now let's talk about
something.
So you said something the other day to me. You said that you're so much more metabolically flexible now than you've ever been before.
Okay, so one day this week, I was really busy and I couldn't get to the gym, but I did have time to go outside and do cardio. I was fasted for 18 and a half, 19 hours.
Right.
I went out. It was about 100 degree weather.
Right.
And I was drinking water and tea, whatever.
Right.
But I went out and did a 40-minute cardio session of running and sprinting on a 18-hour fast,
right.
A 19-hour fast.
Well, and even back in like 2000, let's say 2000 and I want to say 2007, you were going through a very difficult time and you were in this meeting and somebody said to you, look, you need to just go out and get something to eat.
You'll
because
be
they,
fine.
They knew you. They knew that like when you hadn't eaten for a while, you tended to become a little unraveled, right?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen anymore.
Never.
So now look at that. Now just think about this for a second. Someone once said that the things that you must have turn into weaknesses. So in other words, theoretically, if you were ever captured and someone would use starvation as a tool to force you to break down. That won't work for you anymore. It would have worked back then because you weren't metabolically flexible, but you are today.
Right.
And that is, you know, so many people don't get this. They think that fasting is some fad. Oh, it's a diet fad. No, we are reconnecting with an ancestral gift. That ancestral gift was that our ancestors were able to go for long periods of time without food and still function fine and not feel like they were in a famine phase. They were actually able to perform well. And we've abandoned that for a walk to the refrigerator or, you know, Waffle House at, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning. You know what I mean?
I'm still getting all my protein in. Well, the other day I made sure I'm getting my protein. I had 120 grams of protein that day.
Right.
So I'm still getting sufficient protein.
Right. You're just doing it in a concentrated period of time. And mm-hmm. you and I, we strive to be done eating by 7 p.m. because we sleep better when we're done eating by 7 p.m. So you have this window of time where you eat a lot mm-hmm. and you take advantage of the anabolic response of food, but you don't prolong it all day long.
Exactly.
And you know what's really funny? So Paul Jaminet, who's a wonderful person, he's been on the show numerous times, and the author, he and his wife authored The Perfect Health Diet. They have their own Facebook page. And so I'm one of their members, and one day I was monitoring the page, and this young lady said that she's thinking about experimenting with intermittent fasting and that she is currently nursing 2 babies. And I thought, that's not the time to be intermittent fasting.
Why would she even consider that?
I don't know if she feels like she's not losing body weight fast enough or something. I really don't know what it was.
Oh.
But all I said was, from an ancestral perspective, that this is a disaster waiting to happen, because the signal you're going to send to your body is that the environment is not able to sustain your energy requirements and the energy requirements of your babies. And chances are, if you read Dr. Lieberman's book, The Story of the Human Body, and you understand how real famine occur, what it does to the body, especially during developmental phases when there's a fetus in you and child rearing at the same time, we know that the mother will end up giving up important nutrients and being very, very unhealthy to support the baby. So what could potentially happen is she could become somewhat maybe she'll lose bone mass and become osteoporosis may set in because the baby needs the calcium and so on and so forth. It's never a good idea to experiment with fasting when you're breastfeeding a baby. Never a good idea. No. Nothing good could come of it. So anyway.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
I hope I have an answer.
Okay, so the other day I was having some almond butter. I buy some fresh almond butter.
Right.
You just grind the almonds.
Right.
And so I thought about this. So if peanuts are grown in the ground and are considered legumes and not a nut, which are grown on trees, then why are people with peanut allergies allergic to nuts? Because a peanut is not a nut.
And not allergic to beans.
Exactly.
Wait a minute. Critical thinking being used here. Good question. I don't know.
I know that they might, I've read somewhere that peanuts might have a similar protein profile as the legumes. So.
Well, and then don't forget, when we talk about protein, we talk about lectins. We talk about anti-nutrients. These are all proteins. Everybody thinks that protein is just like, oh, meat and eggs and dairy and.
We were having a dinner party one night, and a couple comes through the door and bring an appetizer for the dinner party, and they had something that had bread
with beans on top of it.
Bread with beans on top, and the guy said,
"Here's our protein.
This is high protein, and it had bread with beans on top."
Yeah, and that's technically there is protein in it. Don't get me wrong, there is protein in it.
But how's that protein different than, say?
Well, amino acid profiles mean all the, you know, it's like a dollar bill and a $5 bill are printed on the same paper with the same ink, but they have a different value. And the same is true of proteins. Not all proteins are created equal. Listen, hooves of animals are protein. Hair is protein, but it doesn't have the amino acid profiles to sustain life.
Well,
we actually have to take a break, believe it or not.
So I want to continue on
with
the nut theme.
Yeah, because I have another idea I want to talk about. Okay, we're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. You're listening to Casual Friday here on Super Human Radio. Stay tuned.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Increase your strength and energy. Build that testosterone. Introducing AndroTest from Fusion Supplements. AndroTest gives you superior conversion to testosterone. This is a research-based product with cyclodextrin technology that maximizes testosterone output. AndroTest is the perfect choice to add as a stack to other pro hormones. Get a bottle of AndroTest. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section. Use coupon code AndroTest30.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
S-T-E-D-C-E-D.
Внимание, дамы и господа, через несколько секунд выйдут на сцену шпулеметья слабонервных беременных...
Welcome back to Casual Friday. Wait for it. Yeah, that's right. We have the best music of any podcast out there. So check that out.
Okay, so did you know that between 1997 and 2008, the children's peanut allergies have increased by like 20%?
Yeah. Taliban. Taliban's doing that to us. No, I'm not kidding around. So, Lisa's looking at me like, what are you talking about?
That didn't work. Okay. So anyway, so I'm just intrigued with all this. I don't.
Why we're getting all these peanut allergies.
Mm-hmm. Why are so many children getting allergic to peanuts?
Well, it could be that the peanut is being hybridized and changed, and there are higher degrees of certain proteins in it, certain lectins. Remember, lectins are proteins. So we're getting into this earlier, right? Before the break. Gluten is a protein. Lectins are proteins. You know, everybody thinks proteins are just dairy and, you know, whey and meat and eggs. And no, there's a lot of proteins, things called proteins, which are just amino acids strung together.
So if someone is allergic to a peanut, wouldn't they be allergic to a soybean?
Perhaps. I guess they could, but I don't know why they would. I don't know why they aren't, because apparently they're not. That's what baffles me. If they're allergic to peanuts, why are they allergic to other nuts?
Why are they allergic to almonds and not soybeans?
Right. And why, yeah, exactly. And why aren't they allergic to other beans? But interestingly enough, on the subject of lectins being proteins and also being anti-nutrients, remember, these proteins are designed to fend off attacks by bugs and stuff like that. These are nature's pesticides, right?
Right.
We were at the farmer's market one day, and there was a person there who had a high-protein bread. And I thought, wow, this is cool. So I pick up the bag, expecting to see whey protein isolate or some sort of, egg protein isolate or something. The first ingredient on the bread, notice the nomenclature, essential gluten. And I looked at the girl and I said, so gluten's essential? She goes, oh, of course. She goes, it's part of the grain. So they have high protein breads out there that are increasing their, legitimately, according to the FDA, increasing their protein content by adding gluten, which means that pizza is high protein because pizza dough, I spent a lot of time making pizza when I was a kid, is made from high gluten flour, which means it's high protein. So don't be fooled by this notion that certain things are high protein and that it's good. And this goes to speak to your question. So you said to me, well, what's the difference? Well, not all protein, like I said, a dollar bill and a $5 bill use the same paper and the same ink, but they're worth something different. Not all proteins are the same. You can't just go, oh, this is high protein, this is good for me. You have to make sure that it has all of the essential amino acids and also some of the conditional amino acids that we need in order to thrive. Hair is a high protein food. Start eating hair. Well, it is. Listen.
Okay, can I say something about hair? Because I said this to you the other day, too. You know, my hair is in such better shape, and I'm older now. Than 10 years ago. And I know it's because I eat more protein than
I
used to.
Yes, of course.
Women are so afraid to eat protein.
Yes, nails are stronger, hair is stronger. When you eat more protein, there's more protein to be used for different things. Protein is a building block.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget that the endoplasmic reticulum assembles amino acids as messengers to tell the body what to do. Those are proteins.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't the kind of proteins you want to eat, but they're nonetheless proteins.
So there's, now that you were talking about gluten, let's talk about gluten-free.
Okay.
There's a new product, a new trend that they're using. It's called lupins in gluten-free products.
Right.
And according to the FDA, people need to watch for that because it could cause allergies. Evidently, it's not been used in the U.S. It's been in Europe, Mediterranean countries, Australia, New Zealand.
My mother used to refer to that. My mother used to make pasta fagioli, which is beans and macaroni in a kind of brothy red tomato-based soup, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a peasant food. It's a cheap food to make, and it was considered peasant food back in the day. And she used to buy beans, and she referred to them as lupinas.
Lupinas.
I don't remember what kind of beans they were. I don't know if they were lima beans or what kind of. They looked like they were a white-colored bean. They had that little curve to them, you know, like a lima bean, but I don't think they were lima beans. But she used to refer to them as lupinas. And so that's Italian for that bean, lupina.
So they're using lupins now in gluten-free products because of their proteins.
High protein. Mm-hmm. And lentils have high protein. But see, interestingly enough, lupins have been around for a long time in agriculture. We've been feeding lupins to animals for decades now. So we
Romans ate lupins.
Well, of course. They were Italian. The Italians have been eating lupins for a long time. They are. They actually have. When you compare them to the almighty soybean, okay, they have as much protein as the soybean, less starch, slightly less fat than the protein. So actually, one could look at a lupin and say it's actually better for you than a soybean. Now, what I don't know about lupins is what anti-nutrients and lectins they contain, what phytohormones are in there, like phytoestrogens and phytoandrogens and things that may disrupt endocrine systems. I don't know anything about that. But remember, folks, all of these foods we're talking about, grains, beans, these were alternatives to real food during tough times. These were fallback foods. Dr. Lieberman, in the Story of the Human Body book, refers to these as fallback foods. These were the kind of things that we went, look, we'd prefer to eat meat, we'd prefer to, you know, drink milk, but we don't have those things, so we don't want to starve, so we're going to eat this stuff.
That's what they gave us, rations.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, so these are fallback foods. These should not be our primary sources of protein, folks. And I have a friend, I'm not going to mention his name, who got sick recently, and he was considering becoming a vegan and a vegetarian because he got sick. And I was like, dude, beef is not the reason you got sick. If that was the case, everybody who eats beef would have gotten the same sickness you did. You know, people overreact. They're like, oh, my God, because his doctor told him, well, you eat a lot of red meat. Oh, stop it. Stop it. If red meat killed us, we would have died a long time
ago. Yeah, but is it grass-fed, you know?
Good point.
That's
Uh-oh, wait. Good point. Hold on. I got to get faster on this button. Yeah. That's right. Because if the beef is eating high lectin foods, guess what you're getting on in the beef?
Well, they put lupins in feed for animals.
Yes.
Did you say that earlier?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. You should listen to the show.
There's an echo in here.
You should listen to the show.
Well, sometimes I'm getting ready for
No, I know. Don't worry about it. Listen, I do it to guests. Sometimes I ask a guest question that he answered at the beginning of the interview, and I feel like a jerk. So don't worry about it. It happens to the best of us.
You know, people who have nut allergies are really so allergic. There is a recall right now by the FDA. They're recalling Dole fresh vegetables because, no, it's the spinach. I'm sorry. Dole fresh vegetables.
Spinach.
Spinach in packages because right. They were contaminated by walnuts.
So kids who have peanut allergies have all nut allergies. That's amazing to me. And they're vastly different beings. I know. Doesn't make sense to me.
That's
yeah. Okay.
Maybe Dawn Blanken's listening and she'll have some.
Yeah, she always has answers.
She always sends us emails.
She always emails me during the show and goes, you know, the England doesn't have a king. It's the prince. Like, okay, thank you. All right, so what do you want to go next? We do have to take a break in 2 minutes. So is there anything you want to talk about within 2 minutes?
Well, I wanted to just mention really quick that I have an article here that says, eat nuts and live longer.
Right.
So
you hear that, ladies?
Nut eaters had 39% lower risk of death. And then it also says here that to be careful when you're purchasing your nuts in the store to make sure that they're not roasted because they use most often omega-6s when they roast them.
Right.
Also, the skin on the peanuts has resveratrol in it.
Really? And I like those.
That little reddish brown thing. The peanut skin has resveratrol in it. And then also it says that to store them properly, to keep them in the refrigerator.
And smell them because they have oil in them and they get rancid. If you open up a bag of walnuts and it smells like freshly painted room, don't eat it. Nuts get rancid sitting on shelves. You have to be careful about that. And one other thing I want to mention, I believe that people who eat more nuts probably do a lot of things healthier. I don't know that the nuts make them live longer.
Well, really quick here, it says that real raw nuts are definitely hard to find because the FDA requires them to be pasteurized.
Yeah.
So they're treated or pasteurized chemically.
Yeah. Good old FDA, always watching out for us, making sure to speed us along to our graves a little bit faster than we can do it ourselves. Thank you so much, Margaret Hamburg. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots more good stories. You're listening to Casual Friday here on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age 4.
Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's ultimate stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio, where we apply critical thinking at every opportunity. And now we have a nice little applause button. Anytime we,
I hope he doesn't drive you guys crazy with his applause button.
Well, I'll probably play with it less and less as time goes on. But you know, when
today's your first day,
yeah,
with it.
Yeah, I got to overdo it.
Okay, so over the past few weeks, since we didn't have a Casual Friday last week, one of these stories is a little bit older. But they were saying that pregnant women should just skip fish entirely.
Because of the mercury.
Because of the mercury. That's a new Consumer's Report. They is Consumer's Report.
Right. So they're saying that pregnant women shouldn't eat any type of fish at all. None.
Exactly.
Because of the potential trace amounts of mercury in the fish.
And then about a week later, it came out that all women who are pregnant, going to be pregnant, trying to get pregnant, post-delivery, after delivery, and even if they're breastfeeding, should have a flu shot.
And many of the flu shots have thimerosal in them, which have mercury.
Yes.
So
they're saying on one side.
I'm sorry.
On one side, they're saying
this is critical
that
thinking
women
at its best.
Shouldn't eat fish because of the mercury. And then on the flip side, they're saying all women should have a flu shot if they're thinking of getting a baby, if they're pregnant. And they said it doesn't matter how far along you are in your pregnancy, you should have the flu shot.
Okay, so There's a bigger issue here at hand, okay? This is clearly a Dr. Oz-esque moment that we see constantly. But this is more evidence, folks, that if you're not a critical thinker, you are lost. Because there are people out there that are, there are going to be women out there that won't eat fish because of the potential mercury residue in the fish. But they're going to go out and get shots, flu shots, and who knows what other vaccine they'll be talked into getting while they're pregnant that is going to inject mercury directly into their body. If you are not a critical thinker today, you are lost. You are lost because this is not contradiction. This is purposeful misleading in order to sell a product, which is vaccines. This government has a big investment in vaccines. The CDC has a big investment in vaccines. I'm not saying that vaccines don't have a place. They have to change the way vaccines are delivered, in my opinion, for them to really be safe and effective. I believe that the hormetic effect of vaccines may play a role in protecting people. The problem is that the pharmaceutical industry taints them with all sorts of crap and then sticks a needle in you and injects it right into your body. Don't forget that some of the most dangerous vaccines are the ones that your baby gets immediately after being born and then gets a backup shot. The diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, you know, DTaP shot, that's loaded with thimerosal and gels, that gelatins that have been shown to cause an almost immediate acute inflammatory response in the brain of babies. So this is critical thinking time, folks. If you're not thinking critically, if you're not coming up with these questions in your head going, wait a minute, something doesn't jive here. Don't eat fish because of mercury, but go ahead and get a vaccine that has mercury in it. Or better yet, don't eat fish because of mercury, but don't think about getting the amalgam fillings removed from your mouth before you decide to become pregnant. These questions should be popping up in your head. If they're not, you're in trouble.
Okay, so, and then also, were you finished?
Yeah. That's why I stopped talking.
The doctors are IDing new ways to get more children vaccinated.
Yeah, old doctors.
In Indiana, they did, at Indiana University, they did a, they researched and tested different messages. It was around the time when they knew parents were going to have their children vaccinated. And they tested different messages to the parents to see if they would go get their child vaccinated. And the one that worked most was the one that the message that convinced the parents of the importance of vaccination for their children.
And did they say what that message was? Wait, let me guess. Have you had your children vaccinated? If not, you're a disgusting, horrible parent, and you'll probably lose your children to Child Protective Services. Get vaccinated today.
No, it just said the messages that focused on the benefits to the child had the most impact.
But see, here's my frustration. And, you know, my petition on whatever that website was that I did this on.
Change.org.
Really didn't. You know, we got like a few thousand signatures and then they just stopped dead. Maybe that's my fault. But the reality is that if the Food and Drug Administration treated vaccines the way they treat pharmaceutical drugs, no one would get their children vaccinated because that message would then be followed by this long list of potential side effects of vaccines. But because vaccines fall into the blood and biologics area of the FDA, they don't have to make those disclaimers. And this is a big mistake, folks. So they're able to say, oh, vaccines are great for your kids. They'll do nothing but great things for your kid. Your kid will thrive because of vaccines. And the parent goes, oh, this is a win-win. This is a no-brainer. I must have my child vaccinated. If they said one out of 100,000 kids vaccinated develops autism, and they did that long list at the end, then people would go, I think I may sit this one out. This is, you can't apply critical thinking if you're not being given all the information. And that's what the FDA is doing here.
And it also bothers me that everybody comes out and says that people who don't vaccinate or people who are, you know, leery of vaccinating are
zealots.
Wackos.
Yeah, wackos. Yeah.
Yes.
Wackos. We're all wackos, right.
But yet you have, like, people, my stepfather, who takes 17 pills a day, he took flu shots for a long time and got the flu every time. He stopped taking them, and he doesn't get the flu anymore.
Right.
He's not a wacko.
Right. But they'll say that's one isolated incident. That's just one isolated incident. You can't use that to apply to the whole the world. The vaccines help people. They do help people. To the people whose immune systems are robust enough to fend off the assault side of the vaccine. Vaccines need to be changed. I'm not against vaccines. I think that a hormetic effect is something that can benefit people. But the thimerosal, the monkey kidney, the aluminum, all that stuff to act as adjuvants and preservatives, that stuff has to be gone.
And why is it today our children of today have so much, they have so many allergies?
So sick compared
asthma,
to... Asthma. Yeah.
And, you know...
Nobody wants to talk about that. Oh, well, we're living longer. That's why. We watched a show last night. What did we watch last night? Was it the Roosevelts or the...
No, it was about Diana.
Princess Diana.
Her family, Diana Spencer. It was about Althorp.
The Althorps were related to George Washington.
No, that's the home they live in. It's the Spencers.
The Spencers were related to George Washington. George Washington's great-great-great-great-grandfather was born in 1800 and lived to 1884. That was an easy mathematical thing for me to do. Oh, he died at 84. In the 1500s. He was born in 1500, died in 1584. He lived to be 84. We keep being told, well, the reason for this is we're living longer. No, people have been living to 80 and 90 and 100 years old since recorded history. We're not living longer. That's a lie that the medical orthodoxy tries to foist on us to explain away the degree of chronic disease today. It's BS.
My great-grandmother died at the age of 93, and she still lived at home by herself. My grandfather died at 93. My mother died at 60.
98, my grandfather.
So look at that. My mom died at 60, and both of her... You know, her grandmother and her father died at the age of 93.
And they never even went to a doctor back then. They had the babies delivered at home. In fact, who told the story? Was that Uncle John who told the story? Who told the story about, and I said, oh.
What story?
There was a, I'm getting some stories confused. Someone told a story about, oh, Ben. Laureen told the story about how they picked Ben's name. She says, because women didn't go to the hospital to deliver babies. So when he was born, we were sitting in the kitchen, and Mama said, what should we name him? Remember the story about how they named
you? Because what your point is, though, is that he was born at home.
Yeah, people didn't go to the doctors for anything.
Mm-hmm.
They never went to the doctors. This is a relatively new process of running to the doctor for every flipping thing. And look where it's getting us, folks. Look where it's getting us. Sicker and sicker and sicker. All right, on that note, we have to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We've got lots more good stories to talk about, and hopefully we will witness more critical thinking. Elisa Profumo's on a roll today. I'll tell you that one right now. We'll be right back.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health. But have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet.
planet.
And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. Right now, you can save 15% with our Primal D pre-sale. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Casual Friday here on the Superhuman Radio Network, the only place where you can hear the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo display critical thinking. To steal something from another radio host with one half of her brain tied behind her back. I'm not going to say who says that. People get upset with me, but anyway, okay.
Okay, so did you know that 40% of the world is deficient in vitamin D?
That's because they don't buy Primal D. I can change that. They just have to spend a buck. That's all.
Did you want to talk about vitamin
D? Well,
now?
You know, I do. I want to talk about a couple things, first of all. First of all, I came out in a big way for Primal D recently when we launched the product because I am truly passionately excited about this product.
And so am I.
Yes. And it's not because it's my product. It's my product because I saw an opportunity to develop something that no one else was doing that was heads and shoulders above anything else that was out there. And more importantly, from an ancestral perspective, from an evolutionary perspective, is the right way to take your vitamin D. Now, I will say this. When I did the when Adel Moussa finished writing The Science, which he's very fair-handed about this stuff, he doesn't make the bold claims that I make about the product. I sent what he wrote to Dr. John J. Canal, founder and chairman of the Vitamin D Council, and said, I would love your opinion of this. He did critique it. I got two things wrong. Dehydroxycholesterol, whatever it is, 7-HC, is not manufactured in the skin. It's manufactured in the liver and stored in the skin. So I had my synthesis stuff a little screwed up. And also he said, I'd feel much more comfortable if you said that it's safer and more efficient at a comparable dose to oral vitamin D. And I have no problem with that. That's fine. So I made those changes, and we are now eligible for endorsement by the Vitamin D Council, which we will take up on them when we do our next label printing. Okay. I also sent this out to other people who really came out against me, some of them on the Perfect Health Diet Facebook page.
They were just...
Oh, man.
They were like...
Hating?
I compared it to Mean Girls, the movie Mean... I mean, it was awful.
And so I
and
said
we
to
were,
them...
We were so excited about the product launch.
And you know what? Maybe they're right. Maybe I was like, you know, I came out way too strong. This is the best vitamin D supplement in the world.
No, I disagree with you. I think that they were really harsh.
Okay. So let's play the middle here. Let's say I made some mistakes that primed that. So I said to several of them, a couple of them who are vitamin D experts. Okay.
Are they self-proclaimed?
Well, no. They've written articles about vitamin D. They understand. And I've sent them the research. And only one guy took the time to read the research and opine. And that was Herman Gill. And he had some valid points. And his really the thrust of his point was, look, I understand why you're coming out so strong. You have to sell the product. But I disagree with him that that's why I'm coming out so strong for this product. So the reason I'm coming out so strong for this product is because vitamin D is synthesized in the skin and delivered through the skin. And ironically, when you deliver vitamin D3 through the skin, you have a much more efficient rise in 25-hydroxy, much more IU for IU. You have no issues of liver toxicity. Even at what are considered LD50 doses of oral, you don't see the same toxicity when you give those same doses through the skin. And the whole issue for taking K2 with your D3 goes away because there's no, the excreted calcium is almost non-existent as compared to oral. And it makes sense because this is how we get D naturally.
Well, there's a reason why when you lay in the sun, you feel so good.
Yes. And it's different than when you take 10,000 IUs of vitamin D. You don't feel good.
You don't feel good.
No. And Adele pointed out in the research that that it's handled differently by the body. So people are all going out, oh, well, it's not a better way to deliver vitamin D. Of course it is. It's the way nature intended. How can it not be better? And look at it from an ancestral evolutionary perspective. If before vitamin D supplementation and fortified foods with vitamin D, if you had low vitamin D,
they use D2, not D3? Fortification.
No, I don't even want to get into that area. That's a totally different area. Regardless of the fortification of foods and the supplementation with vitamin D3, think about this from an evolutionary perspective. We just talked about the girl why she shouldn't fast while she's breastfeeding because then her body thinks the environment is harsh and can't support her and her babies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think it means if you're not producing adequate amounts of vitamin D from an evolutionary perspective? It means that you're hiding in a cave someplace day in and day out. It means the environment is harsh. You're not out there. You're not doing the things that you normally would do that would expose you to sun.
Well, and people sitting inside all day long on their computers,
right.
Kids on computer games.
Yes. So from an evolutionary perspective, if you're not producing vitamin D through your skin, your body thinks, oh, man, there's a problem here. You're in trouble. You're probably going to start getting depressed. You're going to see organ systems start malfunctioning. You're going to see all sorts of diseases. Now, when you were active and out in the sun and frolicking and hunting and gathering, the body goes, oh, the world is good to us. We will survive. We will procreate and everything is good. Very, very simple. When you look at things from an evolutionary perspective, things get really simple to understand. This is by far the best way to get your vitamin D through your skin. It's the way nature intended. And I want to mention one other thing. We have a sale. It ends midnight tonight. The product will be $79.95, but this will last you more than a year. According to Adele Musa, through the science, most people will probably only have to spray it on one squirt every other day to see the amount of rise in 25-hydroxy that probably taking 10,000 IUs a day gets you. So it's 420 servings in here. Do the math. It's going to last you more than a year.
And somebody else over there on the Perfect Health Diet said it was expensive. I mean, it's going to last you a year.
More than a year. If you do blood work and you only need it every other day, it's going to last you well over a year. So $79, do the math. What is it, like 8 cents a day to deliver it the way nature intended it? No. But I will stand on the fact that I say this is the way you should be getting your vitamin D. And proof of that is that that's the way you normally get it if you go in the sun. And more importantly, you don't have any of the negative effects that you see in oral doses at the same doses. So there you go.
Well, and there's every day I see new articles about vitamin D and I'm on Twitter now, by the way. If you guys are on Twitter, follow me. But anyway, so like the Vitamin D Council, they're constantly, of course, but there's like, I've got one right here in front of me, is depression caused by lack of vitamin D? You know, every day you see new articles in your blog. How many articles did you post in your blog?
Erectile dysfunction may be associated with low levels of vitamin D. Alzheimer's disease we know about already. I mean, the list goes on and on. But again, from an evolutionary perspective, it makes sense. You're not out there. You're not thriving. You're not under the sun. You know, you're not doing the things that tell the body you're thriving. The environment loves you. There's abundance.
There's an article in front of me right now where anesthesiologists are asking, should they increase their patients' vitamin D levels prior to surgery?
Yes.
Because they will recover quicker if they have high vitamin D levels.
And a friend of ours who was in the pharmaceutical industry sent us an article the other day that shows that chemotherapy with something called, I want to say it's called mesactetab or something like that, when vitamin D levels were increased in certain subjects, their recovery was faster and the damaging effects of the chemo were mitigated to a great deal. So vitamin D protects you if you're going to undergo one of the greatest assaults on the body known to man, chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, and this is the way you should get your vitamin D. It should come through the skin. That is the way we evolved for millions of years. I think that a lot of people are just pissed off that I thought of it and patented it before anybody else.
I can't understand why anyone would question that, because
There's always going to be people out there. Look, Dr. John J. Canal, founder of the
Vitamin D Council
loves the product. He said this product is going to be good. There are a lot of people that don't absorb oral vitamin D. We talked about the people who have had bariatric surgery. They are known not to absorb vitamin D very well. This is great. One spray, you're on your way. That's it.
Hey, I like that. One spray and you're on your way.
Well, I'll patent that too, maybe, if I get lucky.
Do we have time to talk about the colostrum?
Actually, we don't.
Okay.
Because I do want to talk about that. I really, really do, because this is another important factor. And it also gets into the whole concept that we have advertisers. Several podcasters have come out and made comments about podcasts with advertisements in them, that we're somehow less likable and less authentic, and they're the real podcasts. And now another guy is actually saying, hey, help me make my podcast commercial free, which I applaud him for doing that. That's great. And he's looking to get people to support him that way.
Well, he's asking for donations.
Yeah, but I don't want to ask for donations. I want to make the show free. If you don't like the commercials, fast forward through them if you listen to the podcast. Don't listen to them. Ignore them.
Well, I want to mention something. When we are bringing on new advertisers, we try to find advertisers that will benefit our audience.
That fit our mission.
Yeah, like the Clearly Filtered that filters out fluoride, you know. We're trying to get another one.
A new olive oil. From Italy.
From Sicily.
From Sicily. Look, so we are constantly, as individuals, Elisa and I, we're always looking for better things to help us be healthier, live longer, and live stronger. Those are the products that we bring to the air.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like as though I'm going out there going, oh, who can we bring? It's like, you know, I wonder if there's something better than this that I'm using now. And I find it and I go, oh my God, this is amazing. Let's see if they'll come on as sponsors too. Because folks, you know, I spend my money on these products. You've heard the sponsors come on and say that I buy the products. So I'm spending my dollars on this stuff too. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about this new colostrum that's on our website. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. Right now, you can save 15% with our Primal D pre-sale. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. New Stanford research sheds light on how children's brains memorize facts. As children learn basic arithmetic, they gradually switch from solving problems by counting on their fingers to pulling facts from memory. The shift comes more easily for some children than for others, but no one knows why. Now, new brain imaging research gives the first evidence drawn from a longitudinal study to explain how the brain reorganizes itself as children learn math facts. A precisely orchestrated group of brain changes, many involving the memory center known as the hippocampus, are essential to the transformation, according to a study from the Stanford University School of Medicine. The results, which will be published online in Nature Neuroscience, explain brain reorganization during normal development of cognitive skills and will serve as a point of comparison for future studies of what goes awry in the brains of children with learning disabilities. We wanted to understand how children acquire new knowledge and determine why some children learn to retrieve facts from memory better than others, said Vinod Menon, Ph.D., professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences, and the senior author of the study. This work provides insight into the dynamic changes that occur over the course of cognitive development in each child. The study also adds prior research into the difference between how children and adults' brains solve math problems. Children use certain brain regions, including the hippocampus and the prefrontal cortex, very differently from adults when the two groups are solving the same type of math problems, the study showed. It was surprising to us that the hippocampal and prefrontal contributions to memory-based problem-solving during childhood don't look like anything like what we would have expected for the adult brain, said postdoctoral scholar Xiaozhen Qin, Ph.D., who is the paper's lead author. What this means is that the hippocampus is providing a scaffold for learning and consolidating facts into long-term memory in children. The rest of your Superhuman News Update is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. 8,000-year-old mutation key to human life at high altitudes. In an environment where others struggle to survive, Tibetans thrive in the thin air of the Tibetan Plateau, with an average elevation of 14,800 feet.
A University of Utah-led discovery that hinged as much on strides in cultural diplomacy as on scientific advancements is the first to identify a genetic variation or mutation that contributes to the adaptation and to reveal how it works. These findings help us understand the unique aspects of Tibetan adaptation to high altitudes and to better understand human evolution, said Joseph Perchall, M.D., senior author and University of Utah professor of internal medicine. Published in Science back in 2010, Perchall's group was the first to establish that there was a genetic basis to Tibetan high-altitude adaptation. In the intervening years, the first author, Felipe Lorenzo, M.D., Ph.D., pioneered new techniques to tease out the secret to one of the adaptations from a GC-rich region of the Tibetan's DNA that was particularly difficult to penetrate. Their efforts were worth it. The DNA had a fascinating story to tell. About 8,000 years ago, the gene EGLN1 changed by a single DNA base pair. Today, a relatively short time later on the scale of human history, the vast majority of Tibetans, 88%, have the genetic variation, and it is virtually absent from closely related lowland Asians. Perchall collaborated with experts throughout the world to determine that the newly identified genetic variation protects Tibetans by decreasing an over-response to low oxygen. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. You can listen to the live stream of Superhuman Radio by going onto our website, superhumanradio.com, where you can also download past shows in our podcast section.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it, with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. Right now you can save 15% with our Primal D pre-sale. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
No, it's not. It's Friday afternoon. This guy's crazy. Welcome back to Casual Friday here on the Superhuman Radio Network. What?
Did you overdo it with the Primal D commercials there?
Yeah, I think so. Well, you know, actually, those are dropped in randomly.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, our software does that. But you're right. I kind of feel like when I heard it, I was like, oh, God, another one. I don't want people to go, you know, Carl, okay, we get it.
I can't wait to get it.
Yeah, I know. We're shipping everything. We're starting to ship everything. By the way, if you order your Primal D tonight, today, by midnight tonight, you'll still get this one time ever. You'll never see this price again, $50. And we're shipping it all next week.
Yep.
So you'll get yours quickly.
Okay. You wanted to talk about the colostrum.
Yeah. So in search of, you know, ever searching for better things, I found a product and I took my time to do the research to make sure that it was legit. This colostrum is the best colostrum that I've ever tasted and ever seen. And it is really, I would say, a medical grade food. It's like taking colostrum and turning it into a drug. We actually have it on the website already. There's a banner ad. And it's made by a company called Sovereign Laboratories. So the magic behind this colostrum is this. It has four times greater proline-rich polypeptides, growth factors, immunoglobulins, the works. It has four times greater of the most active ingredients that we use colostrum for than any other colostrum on the planet. And they know that because they test every single batch, every single batch. Number two, it's not heat-dried. All those companies out there, I'm sorry to say, heat-dry their colostrum. I didn't know there was a difference. They use what is considered an ambient drying process, which they just leave it in natural temperatures for it to dry. It dries a lot slower as a result of that. There's a lot more of the active ingredients maintained. But here's really where the magic is. They then liposomally encapsulate the colostrum. And the way Doug Wyatt explained it to me from Sovereign, that's how colostrum is. When the baby gets it, all of the magic in it is automatically liposomally encapsulated. Now, we know what liposomes do. They get a more of whatever it is that you're taking into the body because they're absorbed through the lymphatic system, through the fat, where fat is absorbed in the gut. And as a result of that, it's four times more anabolic and four times greater health benefits from this colostrum over any other colostrum. Now, it was very expensive, but we negotiated a deal for the Superhuman Nation to get up to two bags with free shipping and a reduced price. It's $99 a pound, which actually, if you compare it to our previous colostrum supplier, which was Percoba, they were giving us this big discount to give us a kilo for $200. Well, this is a kilo for about $185 plus free shipping if you compare it in the kilo comparison. Excuse me. It's the best colostrum on the planet.
Carl's choking a little bit over there. He's drinking his tea. I've turned him into a tea drinker.
I'm drinking a lot of tea right now. I'm drinking like three cups. I've cut back on my coffee and I've replaced it with tea. So,
do you feel differently?
I'm surprised at the energy that tea gives me.
Black tea.
I guess, yeah. But anyway, go to superhumanradio.com. Check out the Sovereign Labs colostrum for yourself. Check it out.
Okay, so I wanted to talk about vacations. I know we've talked about before about how vacations, just planning a vacation will make you happier. Just planning a vacation will boost your mood. So there is scientific proof that you need to take a vacation right now. Do you need a vacation, Carl?
You know what? And Europe and other countries get this. Do you know in Europe, all the big factories and stuff, they give
take the entire
the whole
month
of
August. Yes.
They call it holiday instead of vacation.
Well, 40% of Americans don't use their vacation time, their paid vacation time at all.
That is sad.
Why is it 40% of the world is deficient in vitamin D and 40% of Americans don't take their vacations?
That's really interesting. Hold on.
That's interesting to me.
Hold on. Where is the button?
Here he goes with the button again.
Well, it's, got to call it when I see it.
Yeah, so maybe they're stuck inside and they're not getting out and getting
their vitamins. What that says is that people are working way too much and they have no choice because they're just trying to keep up.
Well, researchers have found that taking a vacation will make you even better at your job. Your body is literally telling you to take a break. They compared it to elite athletes, how when you work out hard, you need to let your body recover. Well, you also need to let your brain recover as well from your everyday duties of whatever it is that you do. So your brain needs that downtime, just like your body needs the downtime as an athlete.
And we've actually done shows about that. That daydreaming is a good thing. It's part of consolidation of memories and so on.
Right. It says here, because when your brain is completely relaxed, it's still working on improving the skills that you have learned. So are you okay, honey?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay.
It said it all goes back to the science of sleep. Many studies have shown that when the brain is relaxed, it focuses on boring essential tasks and it etches it into your memory.
But sadly, here in the United States, we look at that daydreaming as a waste of time. I mean, if your child is sitting there gazing out the window, you'll be like, go clean your room. No, let them gaze. Let them relax.
It says here, it's been proven that allowing your brain to daydream allows you to better solve problems and to be more creative.
Sure. Sure. And it also de-stresses you to daydream. So.
The more shorter vacations you take, the happier you'll be. Some companies are saying you should take a vacation day every single week. Do something for yourself.
Yeah, and sometimes a vacation can actually be something you do, right? Like read. I get lost in books. I mean, I do. Sometimes I'll I'll put down the research stuff and I'll read some Dashiell Hammett. You know, I love Dashiell Hammett. I read his books over and over again, quite frankly. But they're like old friends. It's like visiting somebody. You're on a mental vacation.
An accounting firm did an internal study, and they found that the additional 10 hours that an employee took for vacation, his performance review went up 8%.
But see, most employers just don't get this. They're all about production. They think that production is directly related to time spent on the job.
Well, and think about it in terms of being an athlete. When you take some time off, how good you feel when you get back in the gym and you're so focused.
Yes.
Well, they're comparing vacation. When people return from vacation, they're much more focused at their work.
Well, and when we were in Mexico, the last day we were there, remember I said, I'm ready to get back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to get back. I'm really looking forward to getting to the studio. And I came up with a lot of good ideas. In fact, the vitamin D supplement began when we were in Mexico and I was laying there. So your brain actually gets to do things that you think is just idle, but it ends up evolving into things that are meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
And I was ready. I was like, I'm ready to get home. I'm ready to get into the studio and do a show.
Well, okay. And there's also, you know, I said this to you this morning. They did Cornell University released a report this week that said money spent on doing makes us happier than money spent on having, like buying something,
right?
Like having.
Right.
So why do they do this type of research?
It's unnecessary, right?
Yeah, I don't know why they spend the money on that.
We got to take a break.
Okay.
Be right back.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Get ready for the ultimate lean mass building pro hormone. Fusion Supplements introduces Trinadrol. You'll see dramatic improvements in strength, huge increases in lean muscle mass, a reduction in body fat levels, and zero conversion to estrogen. Shatter those PBs. Trinadrol is the perfect choice on a cut or body recomp as well as bulking. Snag a bottle of Trinadrol at superhumanradio.com. Click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section and use coupon code TRENADROL 3-0 and get 30% off.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Think I better dance now.
Cheers. It's tough making
is that
a living.
Tom Jones?
Yeah. It's tough making a living when you have allergies. Really is.
I like this song.
And if you have to talk, here, let's play it.
I just need your body, baby.
Okay, welcome back to Casual Friday. I'm sitting in for Carl because he choked and died.
Have you guys noticed that in all the movies, everybody has a Carl in their movies these days?
But the Carl is usually a jerk. I don't like that. I don't like that the fact that the guy who plays Carl is usually like a bad, like in Ghosts.
Uh-huh.
Remember with Patrick Swayze and what's her name?
Demi Moore.
The guy Carl was the bad guy who was like trying, he killed Patrick Swayze.
It's just so funny. There's always Carl in wasn't that, what was that movie about the little guys that were putting the electric light bulb in and
Despicable
one of
them? Me.
Yeah.
He was Carl.
The
one guy with the one eye was Carl.
Yes.
And then also in the movie Up with the old man, the cartoon movie, the old man's name was Carl. Yeah, he was real miserable and angry all the time, so.
Okay, so I want to, oh, guess what just came while we were on the break?
Yeah, what? Ah, three cases of Primal D. Okay, we have to stop talking about Primal D. They're going to get tired of it.
Yeah, we're overexcited. Okay, anyway, so doctors urge that school start later for older kids. Yeah. I thought that was interesting.
And I've been feeling this for a long time, raising children, you know, getting them up at the crack of dawn, rushing them to school, keeping them up late, and, you know, because they play sports, especially when they start getting older. They have very little time to do homework. They don't get to sleep till 10:30, 11, and you get them up again the next morning. This is not good.
Well,
not good at all.
They're saying that the bell should ring no earlier than 8 a.m., and 8:30 is even better.
And here's why, too. Puberty comes on faster if you interrupt children's sleep. Melatonin is its highest and in the first 10 years of life. We talked about this with Dr. Ryder. When melatonin starts to drop, that's when puberty starts. Well, if you artificially reduce melatonin by causing children to sleep less, go to sleep later, letting them be on the computer late, you're going to have a child that's 12 years old going through puberty.
Well, and they're saying here that many people think that the answer is for kids to go to bed earlier, and that's just not the answer.
No, it's the whole thing. You can't cut one end of sleep or the other end of sleep. You got to let children sleep. Children should be sleeping 10 hours. They should be sleeping 10 hours. So,
It says around puberty, the body's natural sleep-wake cycle shifts, and it's actually hard for teenagers to fall asleep earlier than 11 p.m.
Because the melatonin starts to drop. The pulse of melatonin is dropping down.
Teenagers' bodies release melatonin later than adults do.
Yeah. They want to stay up late.
Yeah. So anyway. Okay. You want to switch stories here?
Yeah. I want to talk about this story because there's some contradictory information here. So this is a story that I didn't see before Lisa sent it to me that shows that sleep problems will impair testosterone levels, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things they say in the story is that fragmented sleep produces lower testosterone in men, and they cite sleep apnea.
Okay, and they also said it didn't affect the cortisol levels.
Right. But here's the thing I don't understand. Whenever people talk about sleep apnea, they always talk about men who have testosterone supplementation. Well, testosterone supplements can cause sleep apnea. If that's the case, then why is sleep apnea causing low testosterone in men? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those, I mean, I would turn the applause button on for myself if I wanted to, but If taking a testosterone supplement causes sleep apnea, high levels of testosterone cause sleep apnea, then why do men who have sleep apnea have low testosterone levels? If anything, they should have high testosterone levels, because that coincides with the theory that testosterone levels are inversely associated with the onset of sleep apnea. And if anything, when men get on testosterone, typically they stop snoring. They don't start snoring more. So that's another baffling one to me.
Okay, and Carmela sent this to me. A new eye sensor could be a blessing for glaucoma patients. So evidently they have a new device that allows users to check their eye pressure using their smartphone.
Now, when I first heard this, I got worried. I thought, oh, they're going to put like a Bluetooth-enabled device in the eye. This is not a good deal. But what they're doing is they're putting a sensor in the eye that is obviously a pressure sensor. And it maybe it changes colors. I don't know that it's big enough and sophisticated enough to actually have an LED. Does it have a readout on it?
Well, don't they use the camera?
Yes. You take a picture of your eye with your iPhone. And then I guess you look at the picture, and you could see this chip illuminating.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
So if the chip is red, it's, you know, versus blue. I haven't read the whole article. I'm just guessing here, okay? But if the chip changes colors, like a mood ring, you probably have a altered pressure in the eye.
It says the university in Israel has designed an implantable sensor that can be read with a smartphone camera. This allows the patient to take readings themselves and then should improve the accuracy of pressure data. Because prior to this, they have to go in to the doctor's office
once a year
and have their pressure read.
Right.
And they may not, because that pressure changes, doesn't it?
Daily.
Okay.
It's even diurnal, from what I understand. It's higher at one time of the day than the other. But also, the way we've tested intraocular pressure is as flawed as the way we check blood pressure. They use something called a puff tonometer. And you've all had this. If you ever had an eye exam, they put your chin in this little machine, and you look at a picture of a little house all the way out in a field, and they say, hold still. And then all of a sudden you feel this puff of air hit your eye, and you blink and you jump back, and they go, okay, next eye. What that thing does is it shoots a puff of air at your eye and then measures what bounces back. It's like measuring an echo. And that's how they determine intraocular pressure. Now, they have no way of taking into account the rigidity of the globe of your eye versus my eye or anything else. Okay. And that's how they've always done it. This device would be actually in the eye. So it really would measure intraocular pressure.
Exactly. The self-monitoring device is about 50 microns in diameter and a few millimeters long, looking much like a small tube. And it's implanted into the eye.
Mm-hmm.
The pressure in the eye causes a shift in the position of the fluid column in the device, which can be read much like the temperature in a thermometer.
Beautiful. Beautiful. That makes perfect sense. So you really are getting a true interior reading as opposed to reading the exterior and trying to make that extrapolate out to the interior pressure.
It says that it can read the pressure around the clock. That's awesome.
Of course.
So then they can adjust the medication.
Yeah, this is really a good idea. I like this.
So thanks, Carmela, for sending that.
Yeah. We have 2 minutes before we go into the break. Do we have something we can cover for 2 minutes? You want me to read what Dawn Blanken sent?
Yes, please.
Okay. So you know Dawn is always listening to the show and always correcting me about the stupid things I say. So she says, our short response to the legume question, and this is a summary of the research that she sent. Basically, kids are most sensitive to this IgE, hypersensitivity, and it seems like once their immune system gets tweaked to a peanut, let's say, they automatically will start to, or they will, probability is high that they'll start developing peanut allergies as well as other allergies. They can become allergic to legumes. And apparently in the UK and other places, fenugreek and lupins are lumped into ingredient lists. So you can't really tell if they're in there, but more and more people are starting to develop allergies to them as well. So that's the bottom line.
That's interesting.
Yeah. But I guess they fall under the heading of spices and flower enhancers. So they don't have to say that it comes from a lupin or a fenugreek plant. And people are starting to develop allergies.
And you know, another thing too is I think that peanuts are processed in the same plants as other nuts.
And maybe there's a cross-contamination.
Maybe there's cross-contamination. Maybe the peanuts are yeah, cross-contamination.
Yeah, there you go. All right, here's what we're going to do. To further not enhance cross-contamination, we're going to take a quick commercial break and be right back with more Casual Friday. Stay tuned.
Increase your strength and energy. Build that testosterone. Introducing AndroTest from Fusion Supplements. AndroTest gives you superior conversion to testosterone. This is a research-based product with cyclodextrin technology that maximizes testosterone output. AndroTest is the perfect choice to add as a stack to other pro hormones. Get a bottle of AndroTest. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section. Use coupon code AndroTest30. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Worried about making your student loan payments? Don't worry if you're behind or even in default. We can help consolidate your student loans into one affordable monthly payment. No matter how much you owe, we can reduce your payments fast. Call 1-800-875-2104. We can fix your student loan problems guaranteed. This is a government program. No credit check. You may even qualify for the government's income-based program, which could reduce your payment to as little as $5 per month. Call 1-800-875-2104. That's 1-800-875-2104.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. Right now, you can save 15% with our Primal D pre-sale. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. What do you want to talk about first?
I want to talk about toothbrushes.
Yes.
The saga continues about toothbrushes. So last weekend, we went to Madison, Indiana. It was my stepdad's birthday. And I was brushing my teeth. We had this little bitty room. There's not many places to stay in that small
town. The bathroom in the room was about the size of the bathroom on a plane. It really was.
It was awful. But anyway, so I used my Sonicare, and I set the toothbrush on the little shelf that they provided, and I went to do something else. Well, evidently, I must have set the toothbrush on the edge of the shelf. It does a flip, and it lands in the toilet.
In the toilet bowl.
I grabbed it really quick, but not quick enough. It wasn't the head part. The motor part went into the toilet first.
But so you weren't going to use it anyway.
No, so I had to throw the toothbrush head away.
Right.
And I
brush with a manual toothbrush.
We had to go find a manual toothbrush at 9 o'clock at night, which was difficult to do.
Well, wait, we have to tell that story. So you know, when you stay at a hotel, you expect that if you forget your razor, you forget your toothbrush, you go down to the hotel desk, you say, hey, I forgot my razor, I forgot my toothbrush, and they hand you one, right? But this was like a small little hotel.
It was an inn, yeah.
It was a step up from a bed and breakfast, a combination of like a bed and breakfast and a hotel. So I go to the front desk, and there's a little girl working there. She must be like 17 years old. I go, we forgot one of our toothbrushes. Can I get a toothbrush? She goes, oh, hold on a second. So she goes in this room, and later I'll explain what this room was, and it'll make more sense to you. And she comes out, and she has this plastic, like, nice little bag with a toothbrush in it and toothpaste in it. And so I take, thank you very much. And I go, as I'm walking to the car, I notice the toothpaste looks like it's pretty empty. So I jokingly say to Elisa, here's the toothbrush. She said we probably should boil it first, joking around. So with that, Elisa takes the toothpaste out and opens it up and this has been used.
I opened the package, and the toothpaste was almost empty. It had been used. So then I pull the toothbrush out, and the bristles of the toothbrush are kind of splayed. They're like going different directions. And then I look at the bottom of where the bristles are.
There was
a little line of white toothpaste. And I said, Carl, this toothbrush is used.
So I bring it back to the little girl, and I go, you know this has been used? And she goes, well, it's the only one we have. And with that, she goes and puts it back, and now I see the door swing open. It's the bathroom that's used by the people who work behind the desk. This toothbrush belonged to somebody who worked behind the desk. She probably goes after she eats, instead of talking to guests with food in her teeth, she goes and brushes her teeth.
Well, that
Could you imagine if you didn't pay attention and you would have brushed your teeth with it?
Oh, I would have paid attention. So anyway, so we had to go. The only thing we could find open was the
dollar store.
So I get a toothbrush.
This gets even funnier. So we go to the dollar store, right? It's called Dollar General, right? It's a dollar store. So Elisa finds, she's looking at the toothbrushes. She goes, okay, this one. She takes the toothbrush. We go to the front counter.
Well, no, because Carl had picked one out for me. I said, no, I don't want that one. And so I look at all of them, and I pick this one.
So I walk to the front counter, and I put the toothbrush down, and the girl rings it up, $3.50. And I look at the girl, and I look at Elisa. I go, let me get this straight. You're the only person that could find a $3.50 toothbrush at the dollar store? I said, I thought this is a dollar store. She goes, well, not everything's a dollar, sir.
I thought everything in there was a dollar.
Me too. Who knew? But Elisa managed to find a $3.50 toothbrush at Dollar General. So there you go. She knows her tooth stuff, folks. There's no doubt about
that. Okay, so just while we're on the subject of toothbrushes, I read this article, and I have to share it with you guys. It's about these two dentists who are trying to build a toothbrush that has the bristles built at a 45-degree angle. And they've spent thousands upon thousands of dollars trying to perfect this toothbrush.
These two guys are breathing their own nitrous oxide too much.
This was on NPR. So I'm thinking, why can't you just take, if you're using a manual toothbrush or even a Sonicare like we use, you can just angle it at 45 degrees.
Well, more importantly, right? So let's say you buy this stupid toothbrush and you don't hold it right in your hand. It's not at 45 degrees anymore. The 45-degree angle is dependent on a person holding it and their wrist at the right angle to maintain that. This is idiocy.
And then we talked a few weeks ago, we talked about how other doctors are saying it doesn't need to be at a 45-degree angle.
Could
it
you
just
believe
needs to be
that
horizontal.
They're even arguing about this? They're like, oh, no. Weston A. Price.
Just brush your teeth.
Dr. Weston A. Price was a dentist. And he saw the difference between teeth in the United States and teeth abroad that made him close his practice and travel abroad and visit indigenous populations hunter-gatherer populations. And you know what he discovered? They didn't brush their teeth. They had no cavities. They didn't brush their teeth. They had no gingivitis. They didn't brush their teeth. They had no dental problems. So this, all this pontificating about brushing your teeth is meaningless. It's in your diet. What happens with your teeth has more to do with what you put in your mouth than how you brush your teeth. These dentists are crazy.
Well, but you need to brush and floss.
Well, because of the food that people eat today. I'm sorry. I mean, you can't negate the fact that Dr. Weston A. Price went to see people who were 70, 80, and 90 years old. They had zero cavities. They didn't brush their teeth. So what can we say about that?
I don't know. But there. So I'm reading an article here, the link between oral and overall health. And diabetics have really serious cases of gum disease. Why is that? Do you know?
Well, probably for a variety of reasons. We know that diabetics have the microbes that inhabit their gut and probably their mouth are different.
And you know
they have blood pressure issues. They have blood viscosity issues, thinning of blood or thickening of blood. I mean, they have all sorts of problems. So it doesn't surprise me that their gums bleed and they get all sorts of infections too.
And also, the gut bacteria does affect the way, like halitosis, if your breath smells.
Sure, sure. I mean, no doubt about it. So it doesn't surprise me that add one more thing to the list of physical ailments that diabetics suffer from. Yeah, poor dental health, poor oral health. Absolutely.
And it says here that taking care of your teeth can affect the quality of your life. If you have missing teeth or infections, you know, you're going to have halitosis. If you have gum disease, you're going to have, if you have missing teeth, you don't want to smile. You know, it's
gonna... I don't know. I see a lot of people, you and I both see a lot of people who have missing teeth and they smile big and broad. I mean, it's like,
well,
really?
we live in Kentucky, remember?
Yeah, right.
Okay, so anyway, I just thought that was interesting.
I know. Stop wasting your time. Just brush your teeth however you want. That's it. Okay, so what do you want to talk about next?
There was a brain-eating amoeba found in the water system in Baton Rouge.
Right. So, and you were surprised about that, right?
Well, no, I guess the hot and heat and humidity.
Yeah, they've got the bayou there. I mean, they probably got more brain-eating amoebas there than they know, but, I mean, it's people have to get it in their mouths, in their nostrils, and probably in their nose in order for it to get to the brain. I bet you we have brain-eating amoebas here in the Ohio River, and those poor people in that Iron Man the other day had to swim in that muck. I would never jump in that water.
I know. That's
disgusting. I actually dunked somebody in that water by accident one day.
Well, I learned to water ski on the Ohio River years and years ago, but I wouldn't get in that water now.
We went canoeing one day, Elisa and I. And I tipped the canoe by accident, and Elisa fell in the dirtiest, smelliest water.
Look, I've never been in a canoe. My grandfather was a master canoeer. He taught us how to canoe when we were really young. We would go canoeing with him, and so I've never really been tipped over. So we're at the edge of this. We go to this restaurant, so we parked the canoe, and we went up to this restaurant where Carl's friend works. And then we were getting back into it.
And Elisa said, put the canoe parallel to the edge here and we'll step in. I said, no, it's going to move away. Let me put one end of the canoe on the wall here. We'll get in and then we'll push off.
But when you do that, the other end goes up. It needed to be parallel to the side of the water.
The short story is Elisa was right and the canoe tips over and she falls in this water and the water stunk. Like, oh, it just stunk so bad.
And it was
bad.
Muddy. And I swear, I think there were...
brain-eating amoebas in there.
Not only brain-eating amoeba, I mean, everything was in that water.
Yeah, it was disgusting. That was a real bad move on my part, folks. A real bad move on that. I felt terrible about that. And obviously, we had to go home, and Elisa stunk in the car, too.
Did I really?
Well, you know, you had that smell of the lake water or whatever you want to call it. But I learned my lesson. I don't disagree with Elisa about anything anymore. She knows better than I do. So there you go.
Oh, that's not true.
We have to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll wrap up the show. We've got a couple more stories
questions.
And listener questions. So stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday here on Superhuman Radio.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health. But have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
I've been watching you, a la 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 long, a la 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 long, longly long, long, long. Come on, a la 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 long, a la 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 long.
Welcome back. Now, just think, if we didn't have commercials, you wouldn't be able to hear this beautiful music, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Welcome back.
Okay, want me to go ahead and...
Yeah, listen to questions and comments and stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I received this. This is really interesting to me, and I'm going to try this. This was from Sharon Darrens. She says, this is one of my staples. Since you and Carl get great meat from farmers, I wondered if you were using the bones for bone broth yet, and we're not.
No.
And I think Alex Leaf mentioned that the other day, that when we made that chicken soup, that we should have just left the bones in.
Yeah, but the problem is that with soup, You get a bone while you're eating chicken soup. It could get.
But if you're just making broth.
Yeah, that's different.
She says she uses a chicken carcass and she does a perpetual broth in the crock pot with veggie scraps. And she drinks a cup or two a day, replacing the water each time for several days. Great stuff for fall and winter. She says, I've even used beef and pork bones for broth.
Mm.
And she adds extra gelatin when serving for a health boost.
Right. Right.
And then, so she put an attachment on a blog here, and I really didn't realize that there was a difference in broth and stock. Did you?
No, until you told me. So what is the difference between broth and stock?
Broth is typically made with meat and can contain a small amount of bones. Think of the bones in a fresh whole chicken. Broth is typically simmered for a short period of time, 45 minutes to 2 hours, and it's very light in flavor and thin in texture and rich in protein.
Right.
Stock is typically made with bones and can contain a small amount of meat. Often the bones are roasted before simmering them, as the simple technique improves the flavor. A beef stock can present a faint, acrid flavor.
Mm-hmm. Acrid is, I think, is kind of an acidic flavor, isn't it?
Maybe that's what I would think if the bones aren't first roasted. Stock is typically simmered for a moderate amount of time, 3 to 4 hours.
Or maybe acrid is gamey flavor. I forget, but I'm sorry.
And then the bone broth, which it's often simmered for excess of 24 hours.
So really the real difference is that broth versus stock. Stock just doesn't have any meat in it. The broth can have some bone in it, but it has more meat in it. That's the bottom line.
I'm going to do that this fall.
Yeah. I mean, I love marrow. I suck the marrow out of bones all the time. Well, you know when I eat
chicken.
Well,
and I even told you that beef upsets my stomach, so maybe I can make beef broth.
That's a great
idea.
From
the bones and drink it and get the nutrients from the beef.
That's a great idea.
I think that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. I have to correct something. So I'm going to read this verbatim.
Okay.
Because I clearly didn't get it right. So Dawn Blanken just sent this. What I could discern, this is her, what I could discern quickly is that once an immune system responds to a protein and it is in a reactive state, it becomes more sensitive to other similar proteins. So people allergic to peanuts can develop an allergic response to other legumes and tree nuts. And so that's the summary of the information. I read it verbatim this time.
Okay.
So there you go. Thank you, Dawn.
Okay, this is from Rick Pack. He just heard the SHR news bit about the antiperspirants making people smell worse and wondered if you could talk on a future casual Friday about alternatives when a person is presenting in front of others and wants to prevent the appearance of sweat.
That's a hard one. How do you stop yourself from sweating without complicating glandular responses? I don't know. I guess, back in the day, cornstarch, people used to use cornstarch and powder. I remember when talcum powder was used, you powdered yourself after you got out of the shower. And that basically kind of absorbed the moisture and kept it from dripping and running down your body.
Well, I was just thinking, I've never used this, so I don't know what's in it. And I don't know if you should use it. But the Gold Bond stuff that you see.
Yeah, I don't know what's in Gold Bond.
I don't know what's in that.
You know, alum is an aluminum oxide. I don't know if you could use that. I don't know. That's a hard one. How do you stop? It's almost like saying you want to stop yourself from breathing because you have bad breath when that's not the solution.
Well, what about the crystal?
I use that, and I don't think that stops me from sweating. It just stops me from smelling. And by the way, Elisa, so this morning when I was leaving the house, Elisa goes to me, and you're going to wear deodorant today, right? I says, yes.
Because two Fridays in a row he didn't wear deodorant. Yeah. So, but the crystal works, it seems.
It does. I don't smell when I use that crystal. It's not nonsense. It's real.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that crystal is made of. I mean, it's not crystal. I mean, it does break down. It melts a little bit, but I don't know what it is.
Okay, so this is from Tegan...
Calcitrate. See, I know that name because I've read it before.
He said, Wichita never had fluoride in their water, but there was a big push for it, and it went to a vote and didn't pass. Big win. Just thought I'd let you guys
That's
know.
That's cool.
Yeah,
Wichita.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. This just arrived from the app. Jeff Thompson says, just heard you talk about a new olive oil. What about Seagate? I love that stuff. Seagate is great. Okay, so What I've learned from Elisa, because she's well-traveled, much so, more so than I, that when she went to Italy, she went just the way you do a wine tasting. You do olive oil tasting. So different olive oils have different qualities. So just like you have a Cabernet Sauvignon, the quality of that grape produces a different type of wine. You have a Bordeaux wine, because the Bordeaux grape produces a different type of wine. You have a Merlot, you have a Syrah. All different grapes produce different qualities of wine, and apparently all different olives produce different qualities of olive oil.
Or it could be the region that they're grown in. Like,
yes.
If a wine is grown in France, it's going to be different than a wine in Italy. Well, that same holds true with olives as well.
Right. And so we have been talking with another olive oil manufacturer that manufactures small batch olive oil, but it's made in Sicily.
It's made in
and it's made with a an olive that is only found in Sicily and Africa. Interesting.
Which makes sense because Africa is
right across the
water from
and
Sicily.
And I've talked about how I'm Southern Italian and we have Ethiopian blood in us because, you know, that Ethiopia was our neighbor. And so it's called the something Noceller. Noceller de something olive. I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of it. It's a totally different taste than Seagate.
I haven't tasted it yet. I've smelled it, and it is totally different. I'm going to taste it this weekend.
Well, here's what I'll tell you about it. I've never tasted an olive oil like it before in my life. It's really good.
And I'm going to cook with it this weekend so we can see the difference of cooking with this.
So using this olive oil would give your foods and salads a different flavor than Seagate. Not better, not worse, no different than today you're drinking a Cabernet Sauvignon, tomorrow you're drinking a Petite Syrah. You enjoy them both. They're different flavors. Some go better with red meat. Some go better with fish and so on. So think about this for a second. But here's the interesting thing about it. They batch test every single batch, cold pressed, one press. It is organic and it's got all the muck in it. Like when you look at the bottle and you move it around, you see like clouds of stuff in there. It's the actual, you know, remnants of the olive left in there. So it's completely unfiltered. It's batch tested for the oleic acid, I guess, which is the primary constituent in olive oil. But other things as well, it's got a spicy flavor. It's spicy. When you put it on your tongue, you would think that there was pepper infused into it.
It smells like it. Mm-hmm.
It's really good. So we're talking to them now. I like it. I like it a lot. I don't think that you should get rid of your Seagate unless you like this better. I think that you can use Seagate for some recipes. You could use this for other recipes.
Well, Seagate is a lot milder. This has more pungent.
Pungent, yes, pungent. That's the right word. It's got a much more pungent, much stronger olive flavor.
But it's very indicative of the olive oils that I tasted while I was in Sicily.
In Sicily. Mm-hmm. And really, this is a really rare quality of olive oil to even find showing up in the United States. So I'm kind of excited about making this available because it's shipped right from Sicily. It's not made here. It's made in Sicily and then they send the bottles over.
That's
pretty cool.
Okay, we have question.
We have no time. Go ahead. Okay, what's the next question?
It's from Jacob Dwight. Do you think that Ghrelin analog you mentioned on Casual Friday might have its antidepressant effect from an increased HGH and prolactin causing neuron regrowth in the brain since ghrelin works by stimulating HGH and prolactin release?
Yes, I do. In fact, I just commented on a post this morning about GHRP2 being good as an antidepressant for old people, and I said yes. But here's the thing. GHRP and ghrelin, GHRP2, has some of the same effects as growth hormone while it's promoting growth hormone release. So I think that you're right. I think the extrinsic value of it is the increase in growth hormone and prolactin, but I also think the intrinsic value of it is that it of itself stimulates opioid receptors in the brain. There's a lot of good research on giving people GHRP2 and GHRP6 right after a heart attack. And it's the GHRP itself that seems to benefit the ischemic event before it even converts to growth hormone. So I agree with you. There is a push-pull here, and it's good for people. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I just, Con just posted, he heard the toothbrush guy on NPR too.
I know. Con sent me a really long post the other day in Facebook, and I haven't read it yet, Con. I'm going to read it this weekend. I really appreciate all the effort you put into that message. I am not ignoring it. I'll get back to you on it. So I just want to give you a heads up on that. I think that's it.
Okay.
Do we have anything else to talk about?
That's it.
Well, thank you for listening this week to Supreme Radio. Thank you for listening to Casual Friday. Thank you for listening as always. And stay tuned. We've got some new sponsors coming aboard that I'm really excited about. Check out that colostrum. It's on superhumanradio.com website. Read about it. This is really cool stuff. And don't forget, Primal D is being shipped next week. Tonight at midnight ends the special sale. It goes up to $79.95 next week for a year's supply. Bye.
Bye.